Dear brothers and sisters, we are carrying this man body, which is the highest in all creation. Scriptures speak of them very highly, of this. It is considered to be the next to God. Quran tells us that when man body was set up, angels are asked to bow down before the man body. It's a very wonderful house in which we reside as well as God resides. That power is controlling us in the body. Otherwise we could have run away out of it through the eyes, through the nose, or the ears, or mouth. So all scriptures say, so man's body is a very golden opportunity that we have got, because in this only, and in no other body, we can know God. The souls of the rishis, after enjoying the higher bliss of the planes, when they return to us, they selected the man body, because in man body alone, man can go back to God. So it is the temple of God in which the light of God is refulgent. So all scriptures tell us so. Bible says, know ye not that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is within you? It's as the Spirit of God dwells in us. What are we but the Spirit of God? All say that. And we are the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is eternal. Why think we that we can die and become extinct? So all masters of the East or the West who came, they said the same thing. So we are very fortunate, we have got the man body. Is there any way? Because that very God power also results in this body, and we also reside in this body. Pity it is that we reside in the same body, but we do not talk to each other. You know, outer temples are made on the model of man body, dome shaped, nose shaped, masks, forehead shaped, in which they got the two symbols of God, which is light and sound, they kept there. God absolute when he wanted to be many, there was vibration, and which resulted in two things, light and sound. All scriptures tell us God is light and God is music of the spheres. That also resides in us, we are also in this body. Have you ever cared to speak to him within this man body? Masters say that we have seen God. We are in this man body only. So what is required to enable us to see him? So Mala Rum tells us, for the ignorant, God lives in the man-made temple. But the real awakened find him only within themselves. The God-made temple of man-body. So man-body we have got is a golden opportunity in which you can know God. Yes?
I have to, there's only one mic tonight and I have to move this a little bit better angle. And I'll have
all
to
right,
a
all
little
right.
closer to all it. Right. Sorry to disturb you.
My wife doesn't read behind?
I guess I'm not. It does.
Yeah.
That's all.
Could be better.
That's all.
All right. You bring it up.
You see, the houses we live in, how we keep it clean and tidy. Because we have to reside there. Dogs even, they are considered to be lower of lower creation, but that also when it sits on the ground, you cleans the ground with the tail first. Any official is to visit you. What you do? You make arrangements for receiving him, make all cleanliness possible, what is to be done. When very high officials, presidents are to be invited to your home, what you do? You naturally never expect him to enter a house which is not clean or dirty, which is dirty. So we want God who resides us in us, of course. But can you ever expect him to manifest in a house so dirty? So this house is defiled by whom? By mind. Our souls, you see, are under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of the outgoing faculties. And outgoing faculties are drawn like anything by the outer enjoyment. So result is what? Mind is in the control of the outgoing faculties. And our intellect, which has to decide which way to follow, that is under the control of the mind. Then how can there be we can keep our attention fixed or single-minded? So all the organ faculties, they are five in number. One is the eye, the other is the ear, third is the nose, fourth our tongue, fifth our skin. We receive impressions from all outside through these organ faculties. About 80% of the impressions are received through the eye. 80%. Ever since we were born, from that day onward, two things ruled it much. And the third day, third two, was the eye. He's looking all this, like, he's hearing something. These are two things very ruling, and the third thing of the touch, taste. So these impressions are being received from outside. Ever since we were born. And those impressions are being stored in our subconscious state mind, reservoir of mind. Now whatever we think that naturally, that those impressions which are already embedded in our subconscious mind, they will wake up. So you'll find those who are given up to one outgoing faculty, for instance, I. Mark, you see, when he sees the light, he singes itself, burns out. fish taste, fish has got the ruling attraction power, taste. The fish goes round in the river, free, all free, but how the fishermen catch them, you see? They put their nets and put in something, wheat in the, those nets, and fish comes and gulps down, and those angles are just stuck in those gullets and they die. There's one insect which is very fond of perfume. He dies while in the perfume is all around, he cannot go out. So those are given up to the three opening faculties, eyes, sight, and taste, and smell. They are ultimate what happens, they have to die. There means two other outgoing faculties, one of the ears, the other of the skin. In the jungles you find the deer or antelopes, what you call, they go round, they are very fast, they gallop and just gallop about 20 yards or 15 yards at a time. No horse can catch them. But how they are caught? Those who are hunters, how to then they beat the drum. He is so much given to the ears, he comes and lays out his head on the drum. And the hunters simply keep them and they are put under slavery all through life. The fifth is our skin. Elephants, you see how strong they are. Those who have been in the jungle, you see, they go around, you see, uproot the trees with their tub. Know how they are caught, yes, people. Those who are hunters, they are hunters for them, what they do, they dig up big pits deep. Over there they put in some branches and some leaves so that it may not be known that there is some pit underground. So they put in this umbrella of elephant, female elephant. And the elephant comes, he sees out of gravity, plunges down in dark and goes down into deep. For some days he is kept hungry. And after that, he is kept under the, you see, stake. So there are five outgoing faculties. Each one who is given up to any of these, three they meet death, and the other two they have slavery for all life. And the man, you see, has got five of the faculties controlling it, what would be poor fellow's fate? The man who gives so many, I mean, out of enjoyment through all these five outgoing faculties, you consider how pitiable fate he has got. Then how can you expect God to come in our house, which is so dirty, with all these things we receive from outside? We all are thinking of what? Either lust, excuse me, or anger, retaliation, thinking ill of others, or taste. One of these. You simply sit down and hear people talking, you will find three things mainly. Either they were talking of something lustful of, or such and such man is like that, this and that, or we enjoyed very much this and that. Or of the money he is, and more money I can have. These are things in general you will find. So even if you control lust, anger is there. You control anger, also, then the greed is there. So even you control it, then name and say, I am the highest man, who knows me? I surpass all, nobody equals me. This ego is there. So these are the main factors through which we receive outer day impressions, which by habit we form, is turned into nature, and we automatically go on. So in a house in which you live, there is so much filth received from outside, all these outgoing faculties. As you say, where so many pillars are standing in the room where to sit. So for that reason, what have you to do? Could you help this by reading books? You would say no. You may have a very wonderful talk to give. You may have read all scriptures. With all that you will find, these things are affecting us. To have all libraries in our brain, to give very wonderful talks, speak very highly about certain matters. Without that, this chest here life is not maintained. If that is there, then anger is there, the anger is then there. But your greed is there, and so on. And ultimately, this lico, little ego is there. So it is very easy to have all these things, but to control, to have chastity of life is difficult. Control the mind, that is difficult. If these are two not controlled, how can you rise above body consciousness? So this is the thing stands in our way. We can find him, he is within us, but when? When our single eye is open. The single eye is open when our attention is drawn from all outside and reaches to the level of the eye, the seat of the soul at the back of the eye. There the single eye opens. The man who is given up to so much many enjoyments received these five outgoing faculties, how can you ever dream of it that your attention can be riveted within you? These are the main things which do affect us. You may be able to leave all greed, all money, all possessions. Such like people is very difficult, greed is very difficult thing to leave. It may be that we are sometimes may be able to leave all this, the dusty thoughts and pure and chaste life also. But the one biggest difficulty, what is there? And that is, man wants his name and fame. He has something underhand. Why this may not go up, the other not? Why should he proceed? I should superfeed everybody. Such these two things very rare you find. You find even such who have been encountered with many heads of the religions too, and you find that some, it is very difficult to leave any attachment of money. It is very difficult even to have complete chastity. Even if you find it, then this ego, who is like me, I know I am the surpass everybody, I am such and such, these two things are the last to leave. So you find this is the mind which defiles the body. We are, this is temple of God, we are. Keep it in quiet, clean, you see, and beautiful. We spend hundreds of dollars for this purpose in any country, thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. But what to speak of within ourselves? It is just like a fish. It may go in this very limpid water of the Ganges it is called, you see, so you can feel the sands at the bottom of the sea. Do you think bad odor of the fish will go away? To keep your body clean, that is, you see, first thing, of course, cleanliness is next to godliness. It is temple, keep it clean, but what to speak with inside. God is that within us, not outside. So masters have been telling Guru Amardas, tell us, whose mind is, you see, defiled, is everything defiled. Little last thought of lust defiles our body. Little thought of anger defiles our body. Little thought of backbiting or anything. Somebody had told you something you want to retaliate or something like that. That suffuses your whole body. So what is wanted, you see, people are keeping their body outside clean, beautiful, very handsome, very attractive. What within us. Outer temples also, we take more care to keep them clean inside. But this is the two temples of God that we are carrying, and we are only keeping clean and tidy by outside. We don't now look to within us. In such a dirty place, how can we expect that God will make his appearance? Just think of why. So first thing is required, this is the inner life, telling you how the outer things affect us through these various outgoing faculties. But further things also defile us, what we earn outside, what we eat ourselves. So first thing, masters in Jain, to earn your livelihood honestly, in which squeeze blood of nobody, knowingly or unknowingly. Don't misappropriate anything. What is yours must be yours. Never look to the possession holder. This is first thing required. So when you earn the money, if it comes from evil means, evil gotten, evil spent, any money received through such means, you'll find that affects your inner life. And further, it should be outer things what we ate, that also something go up to rake up these passions within us. Just see the fate of a dog. If it is kept on meat, etc., he's howling and growling. If the God is kept on vegetables, how abnormal it is. That is those who want to see the God within oneself, what they do, they are prescribed strict vegetarian diet. Eat one morsel less, then you really are hungry. You will never go sick. It so happened with the Prophet Muhammad. There were about 40 men with him. And one man, just out of pity, because there are 40 men, somebody will go sick, he attached one doctor to them. So that if anyone requires, he may treat them then in India. Then doctor remained with that party of Prophet Muhammad for 6 months. And nobody got ill. Then doctor came to Prophet Muhammad. Well, dear friend, I have been here 6 months. There appears to be no need of my being with you. Because nobody has fallen sick. Then Prophet Muhammad told him, so long as they are chaste, so long as I have told them to eat one morsel less than they really hungry, so long as they are on their livelihood by honest means, by a sweat of brow, nobody will go sick. So first thing, we have to keep this body, this is also, keep it fit. And further, one thing more defiles, you see. One, how you earn the money, and the quality of the food you eat, and the third, the hands through which that food comes to you, is served to you, is baked for you. So our kitchen should be very clean, not outside, but the men, those who attend and prepare the kitchen, you see, food, they should be pure. Otherwise they are very thirst radiation and poison that very food that you are eating daily. I may tell you of my incident in 1921. I was posted as an officer to give them instructions in the regiment. I went to the firing line, and one orderly was given to me to cook my food. So I gave him instruction, look here, you must observe that while you prepare the food, in the kitchen you should allow nobody else to enter. And also you, for the time being you are in the kitchen, always remain in sweet remembrance of God, or just reciting some scripture. Two or three past all right. At night I used to rise at about one or two. I thought something wrong. I called for the orderly at night. Well, tell me who was there in the kitchen today. No, sir, there is nobody, but don't tell us. Then he said, there was one man, we were talking about these things. Why don't we feel these things? Because already, for instance, there are 2 pounds of filth in you. If anybody adds 1 grain or 2 grains, 3 grains, you don't feel? The man has already got no filth there, little thing will affect. So first thing, preparation of the whole thing, you see, first, honest turning. Second, quality of the food. Eat less, a mouthful less. And third, the hand through with the power. I think this is duty of the ladies to keep their kitchen. In the old days, you see, when they used to sit in their kitchens, ladies didn't allow anybody to enter the kitchen. They would take a bath and sit down, while remembering God, they would prepare the food. In the result, all who were ate those food, they start to change. Perfect. These are little things, you see, which affect our inner life. That adds every time something more that with it. So Guru Nanak says, look here, if you have to take the name of God, have your heart pure. He refers to this body, you see, it is already, we are under delusion. We are man body, we are having man body, but we working at the level of man body. And we have just drank it with the outward enjoyments of these various kinds. So man was wearing such a clothes, so dirty, so giving bad odor, will anybody allow you to sit by him? If not, how can you expect to go to the lap of the God with all these things? So Master has been there for pressing. Truth is above all, but true living is still above truth. True living. This is wanted. In the Bible you find, blessed are they who are pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, understand what is the purity of heart? Children are more pure. As they grow in years, they receive impression from all outside. They are served well in this various ways. They, as they grow up more and more, the more that is added to them inside. So these are the things required. Those who want to And further I will say, if you want to just verify these things, there are something with us. These thoughts are very potent, I tell you. Whatever thought is there, it has own order and own color. Each one of us have got personal auras. Personal aura is radiation of our inner life, generally about 6 inches each around the body. That shows, that's the mirror of our inner life. Those who can read that, they know who you are, what you are. Our Master used to say, when anybody comes, we see what is in this jar of glass, pickle, or candy. By radiation, surely. Suppose, I just eat something. Those who got dirty thoughts, if you can read their auras, that will be, you'll see, when you go to them, you'll feel some bad order from them. Those who got angry thoughts, thinking evil of others, they have got just like bad order, just when some cloth is being singed, you see, that sort. Those who are anger and jealousy, both in just like, just this, how can you know these things? Just take the example, you see, you daily wash your head, face, etc. For a week or so, you don't wash your head or face. What you see, you find bad order there. Where from that bad order comes? That is not our thoughts. So he thought of any kind as his own. The man who is very greedy, he would just have a just, I mean, order just like relish, like relish, you know, like that. So you want to verify, you see, I tell you, two, three, don't, then this order comes from where? You have seen, of course, you have done nothing wrong, still this bad order. So every thought, what it strikes, that is that. And moreover, the color of personal aura is changed. Those are, you see, angry, your thoughts for the earth like that, let's see, they sound like just sheep, you see, where the flock of sheep, how bad are they? Such like, are you? Those are clean thoughts, loving thoughts of God, chaste thoughts, you just go around them, by radiation you feel just like something. I mean, perfume. Our Master once stated that he was just going on his duty and he had a good perfume. He said, I saw all around, there was nobody there. Then when I passed further, I saw one man was sitting. He was a saintly thought. So there is radiation in the, you see, akashic window. We do not know, those who read those eyes, that yogic eye, they say so. You will find now how we are defined, how others who got yogic, they can detect. But if the children are filled with dirt, do you think mother kills it? No. Lovingly washes down the ground. So, there are many people come to them, all sorts of people, it's good and bad. They wash down by loving way. So these are the filth which is within us, we gather from day to day. And further things, many things crop up like that. Swamiji tells us, we are always thinking about others. Unpaid counselor, or what you say, unpaid, I say the CID of God. he is such a sent man, he is such a sent man, he is such a sent man. So in that way, as you think, so you become. If you have to look to them, look what good qualities he has brought. That we never do. I remember to have read one book when I was reading, that was forethought minus fearthought, I remember it in 1910. The missus went out to Japan and began to preach one commandment of Moses, "Thou shalt not strike a woman." The people wondered, "Is that in your country they strike a woman? They're going quite innocent life." And after years preaching, they began to strike a woman. So as you think, so you become. About temperance people, those of you don't drink, they themselves begin to drink. That's what I found. When you look to others, see what is good quality. Then at least affect you to good quality will come to you. As you think, so you become. If you got friendship with somebody, you love him actually, then imply to dear friend, yes. Is it friend will, who is real friend to you, he will point out to you, please go on. He won't be always thinking of evil in you. All your enemy will put out. He will magnify everything. But anyhow, when you hear, be thankful to him. Because he pointed out something and that is in you, be thankful to him. If it is not in you, then pray for him. So these are the things which enables us to be, what you say, progress on the spiritual way. So you see, things are required. Be truthful. God is truth. And those who want to be nearer to realize that truth, you must take that truth. You do every work in the presence of the truth. That is truth. And main thing is, God is within you. Don't deceive yourself. In the first place, mind your own business. You are there, not on a patron. What you say? Sipahis are deceiving, why say soldiers are deceiving? CID of God, you see. Mind your own business. Just if you want to look in others, look what is good qualities, then go on, have it. If you are a friend, you tell him privately, not broadcast in paper, such and such man, such and such. And what is, you see, when you see what you are, he is such and such man. These are very trifling things affect your life. So first is to be truthful. Second is to be chaste. Third is your love imbued with humility. Saint Augustine was asked, what is the way to meet God? He said, three things. First, humility. Second, humility. And third, humility. If you got humility, only you will come to understand, listen to somebody. You say, I am a rich man, I am officer, I am king, I am a very learned man, why should I go? You cannot go. So first there should be humility, then only you go. Even when you go to test him, how far he knows, let us test him. Even then you won't gather anything from him. If a glass is put under a, you see, tumbler full of water, will it be filled if it kept that glass above the tumbler? If it's underground, only then you'll have that water of the tumbler. When you go to somebody, you know what you know. Just listen to him, he might have to say something new to you. And when you are really true to the power within you, you become really humble. When a fruit, branch of fruit, little tree, is, I am related with the fruit, then that go to the ground, natural burden, by the burden of the fruit. Those saints are the real, they have got humility. We sometimes act in pose outside, but that does not stand. So God, all masters they said, you see, love thy God. And also, all your neighbors, because God indulges in all animals too, I would say. They are the younger brothers of our family of God. So we are embodied, we are as body, we are born with the same privilege from God. We are all equal, no high, no low. As souls, we are of the same essence as that of God, drops of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters in God. God is the creator of all, that light is in each man's body. Who is right and who is wrong? So, what is required is we worship the same God. In such a way, you will find your reverence for all. You will have loving reverence for all. Those who are above you, those who are around you, and those who are under you, beneath you. Under you means all animals, birds, others, are your servants, subordinates. So this reverence will come only when you see that God is within everyone. That cannot be seen because, you know, our glasses are smoky glasses, black, and got the inner life impure. So we should have love for us, no hatred for anybody. So God is truth, and truth is God. A truthful person always works in the light of God, that's all. He sees him. He does no wrong, you see. Baba Jagannath used when he initiated anybody, he said, look, I am now residing in you. Think that I am with you. Can you know one man seeing you and you do any wrong? No. When you forget, then you do whatever you like to do. So for that, you see, be true to your own self. This is always I say. Be true to your own self. God is within you. Yourself there, and God is within you. If you are true to your own self, then how can you do any wrong? So never deceive yourself. You see, God is within you. If you do so, then you cannot tell lie or acting or posing or any usurp other lives. So by practicing truth which is within you and living in truth, one gets clothed in the love of God and extends love to all. So within, what is the result? With that truth which is within you, truth is what? God is the truth, and that truth was eternal even before the world began, or yugas began. Even now that is eternal with the world. When you do all action in the presence of that truth within you, how can you do anything wrong? So these are the things required, you see. Last of all, comes, I have referred to first also, chastity in life. Chastity is life, and indulgence is death. Continence is a virtue which gives you success in all spheres of life. It's a very valuable fluid within each man. It serves to make your body, make your brain, it is more than a sufficient that the body requires, then it turns into another power which is called Ojos, which helps you to rise from infinity to infinity. Look to the wrestler. They observe strict chastity so long as they follow this profession. Chastity will strengthen in the subject. A lamp which is burning, if oil is being oozed out, then how long that will burn? Because we are not, you see, captains deserve self, we should have a life of self-restraint, you see. So married life is no part of spirituality if conducted according to the scriptures, a life of self-restraint as required, not given up to the enjoyment. This marriage means, as scriptures tell us, what? It is companionship. To have a companion in life who is with you in weal or woe. And both help each other. The ultimate goal of life to know God. So in the old days, there are some times you fished for this. What say you to put in 25 years for gathering outer knowledge and following complete chastity, because in those there were no books. They only memorized, and they came to the world, had a married life, had the children one or two, then they left for to the jungle to find God, to realize God, to see God which is within them. They spent life here. And when they had it, they went out to preach and let the other people see the God within them. Now there is no such arrangement here these days, but there is something we will have to do. After all, we have to leave the body. And man's body is the highest in all creation in which we can know God. We should have some disciplined way of living. We may have children, I don't say no. But set an example to them. If you are not chaste, how can you expect your children to be chaste? You see, our education of the children starts from the womb of the mother. Whatever thoughts of the womb of the mother, those affect the child in the womb. Noor Jahan, the Empress of India, once she was seen just engraving one flower in the palm of the feet. People asked her, what are you doing? Daily she was doing like that. The impression that when the child was born, he had that flower in his feet. That impression. So we have to be very careful, you see. First, I don't. To bring up children, no, excuse me, you have to give up. If you to a child, let him be a brave man, let him be a saint, or let him be who can provide others. Others, you have got hundreds, what do you have that? So children, what they are small, they copy you. These few children come to me, they tell me. Our parents are like, what to do? You tell us like that, and they do like that. So set an example to them. If you want to have your children chaste, pure, of high ideals, to men who will just make their countries, who are the budding hopes of the coming generation, be careful. To give birth to a child is not, I think, responsibility does not end there, you know? So these things are not given to books directly, but this daily we find. We complain our children not write well. What is part of the children? When we are not just, excuse me, little more I might submit for our information, that the mother is in what you say, loving with God, love of God. She even goes some spiritual way, Let it those affected the child in the womb. If they are following just other average, ordinary worldly life, then they affect their children. Then at home they see, they copy what you do. It's very, to be very careful. We have to set example of life, become like that. Now we complain our children are poor, what is part of the children? So that is why I say, you see, continence is a virtue which gives you success in all spheres of life. You got that, you can stand in hundreds, thousands, all alone. You cannot be managing. It consists of restraint in thought, word and deed. Not in commission only, but in thought too. Thoughts are very potent. If you keep it, it gives you strength to the body and the brain. So Gandhi, perhaps you know, this is a well-known man in India. He says he was a householder first, he had children too. He said, when I came to know the worth of chastity, I observed it. And I am what I have become, I am before you, the figure of the world. Had I known this thing, the true worth of this chastity, and I observed it, I would have become God or what more. So in old days, you see, brahmacharya, these all things, you see, what I have referred to little by little, these all things go to make your moral a good life, which is required for your way up to God. Old days, you see, 25 years was of the third class. Chastity alive, observed for 25 years for the third class. Second class was of 36 years. And the first class was 48 years. So I mentioned about that outside, that also goes to heaven. So ultimate goal of all life is to know God, both for man and woman. Husband or wife, to rise above, have a life of self-restraint as required, not be given up to all that. Your face will shine, you see. You will have moral courage. You won't feel manicured. So that is why I said, you see, we are all children of light. These things, take heed that the light which in you is not darkness. These things bring on darkness, veil of darkness over the light which in you. The bulb is there, the light within. If it's all clean, how beautiful light you get. And if it's besmeared with the black dots and everything, do you think you get light? So this is something to show. True living is what is wanted. If you want to be, I think, in progress in any way, worldly or spiritual, everywhere. So you have got this, I think, what they read in primary class, they even remember now. So truth is above all the two dimensions. We should come up. This is what is wanted. Children very innocent. When they see light all the time. The more irons we have got in the fire, the more we don't get any experience, or less, we get only less experience, the idea. All these things bring, you see, what you eat, you see, what you think. How you live. So this is, I think, what is wanted to see for the clean life. You belong to any check the label of any society or keeping, that makes no difference. This is what is wanted. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. And that also pays in all your affairs, maybe worldly, maybe spiritual. So I have got experience, you see, if you keep your diary, diaries are given to you for that purpose. What? To introspect yourself under separate heart, violence, non-violence, to be truthful, to have reverence for all, to be selfless worker, observe non-violence, which is above all, always think good of others, love for all. So weed out, criticize yourself as you would criticize others. This is what is wanted, only for that purpose. It is very important. If you don't do your, I mean, whatever is prescribed you for meditation, and you keep your life, you can have transvision. And in this case, you can see your face within you. So these things stand, this is how they come up through the mind. It is mind that defiles our body. Saint said, the people do not know, you see. They are only a cleanliness of the outer side only, not the inner. The outer cleanliness is next to godliness, that's all right. But not at the cost of the inner life. These things will help you. I don't know. You find yourself, these things that I place before you, no new things, you know, simply we have to live up to them, that's all. I've given you little by every side thought so that we may know where we, the shoe pitches, where we are wrong, where the filth is added in our, within ourselves.